Ladies and gentlemen, for your transcendental entertainment, the Bhaktivedanta Players presents the Ramayana.
I was just thinking how fortunate we are.
Fortunate, my lord?
Yes. The beauty of this spot has made me forget the pain of separation from our kingdom, family, and friends.
It only seems like yesterday, when I was sitting in the palace on the day of your coronation, and you came to me dressed not in your royal robes, but in the deerskins of the hermits. You told me you were leaving to go to the forest, and had come to say goodbye. Remember? And I begged you to take me with you. I said I would kill myself rather than be left behind. And dear brother Lakshman overheard us and insisted on coming too. And now 12 years have passed in these beautiful forests. I can't imagine any place lovelier in all the three worlds.
Just see the mountain peaks glittering in the sun like diamonds. And there are always fragrant breezes from the mountain caves. It is so nice that the celestial beings renounce the higher planets to come and enjoy the pleasing atmosphere of this place. I'm satisfied living here beside this mountain, swimming with you in the sacred river, and living on honey, fruit, and berries. I feel no desire to return to the city. We will spend our time here practicing spiritual discipline and cultivating virtue. In this way, we will fulfill our duty without giving way to despair. Who would not be happy here?
But Ram, until you came, this place was ravaged by demons of all kinds of horrible descriptions. Now you have rid the entire countryside of all dangers, and the sages living here will be eternally grateful. Soon, the 14-year exile will be over, and we will return to Ayodhya. Ram, look, we have a visitor.
Who is that handsome creature? Usually when I see a man, I want to taste his flesh. But this man is worthy to share my bed. I will change my form so that he will not be able to resist me. Come to light among men. Who are you? Why have you come to this terrible forest which is infested by the most horrible thing?
Oh, charming lady. My name is Ram. This is my younger brother Lakshman, and my lovely wife Sita.
I am a very powerful personality. Sister of the mighty Ravana. Oh, best of men, be my own husband. We will be perfect partners, our beauty being equal.
But I am already married, and the rivalry between co-wives would be unbearable. My younger brother, however, does not yet have a consort, and he is your match in every way.
Lakshman, my beauty makes me worthy of you. Come, let us roam in the forests and the caves, and we will enjoy ourselves and each other.
But why should you, O heavenly maiden, be the wife of a slave such as I? I am but a menial servant of my noble brother. Be his wife. Don't let him discourage you.
Do you dare smite me for this hideous hag? I will devour her. Blood, blood,
blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood, blood,
She can't slay a woman. Merely lop off a little of her nose and ears. Mild punishment for all her murderous crimes.
Ram, listen to those drums. Those are Rakshasa armies. And coming this way.
Oh, Ram, what is happening now?
Sita, I warned you of these dangers. Lakshmi, gather your weapons. Take Sita to a mountain cave where she'll be safe.
Please, Ram. Let me fight with you against these demons.
Lakshman, do as I say. I want to relieve the earth of the burden of these monsters by myself.
Bring me more wine. Is this not Lanka, the city of enjoyment? Am I not Ravana, the king of all? Why is my cup empty? Why have the dancers stopped?
You are so attached to your own selfish enjoyment, O Ravana. You do not know what is going on in your kingdom. Your brothers and 14,000 ogres have been killed. Now the sages are once again performing sacrifices in Dandaka Forest. I myself was mutilated, but spared because I was a woman.
Bring the royal physicians at once. My sister is wounded.
Forget the royal physicians. Let me tell you, you're in danger.
What do you mean? Who has done this to you?
Ramachandra, son of Dasharath, who rivals the god of love in appearance. So quick with the bow is he that I could not perceive when he set an arrow to the bow and when he released it. For in an hour and a half he single-handedly killed an entire army. His younger brother Lakshman is heroic, talented, and strong like Ram. And I have never seen on the face of the earth a goddess, celestial damsel, or any woman whose beauty can rival that of Ram's wife, Sita. Whoever embraces Sita is sure to live more happily than even the king of heaven. She is certainly the perfect woman for you, O Ravana. But you must act quickly.
Bring my aerial chariot. I must go see the wizard, Maricha.
Yeah.
of magic. Heed my words well, Maricha. I want you to assume the form of a golden deer and roam about the Dandaka forest near the hermitage of Ram Chandra in view of his consort, Sita. Beholding you in the form of a deer, Ram's wife Sita will undoubtedly ask him and his brother Lakshman to capture you. While they are in pursuit of you, I will steal Sita away. While forlorn due to the loss of his wife, I shall surely annihilate this Ram Chandra. What is your impression of this plan, my dear friend?
My lord, contending with Ram is like entering a blazing fire. Because of his prowess, you will never be successful.
Low born Maricha, spare me your ill-conceived advice. While millions of demigods stand in complete awe and fear of me, you have the audacity to claim that this one wretched prince is capable of causing my destruction. If you disobey my command, then the jaws of death await you this very hour.
Consider me dead at the very sight of Ram, and yourself, and your family members, dead as soon as you take away.
Silence! I have told you what to do. Now go and do it!
What a beautiful deer. Ram! Ram! Lakshman! Ram!
What is it, Sita?
My lord, look at that beautiful deer.
I conclude it to be none other than the ogre Maricha. Many kings have been killed by that sinful demon, who is capable of assuming any form at will.
Oh, Ram, this charming deer captivates my mind. Please bring it to me, almighty armed one. I have never seen another deer equal in splendor or beauty to this one.
If this deer is as you say, Lakshman, then it must be killed, because it is an illusion created by a demon. Protect Sita, oh dear brother. Remain here until I return.
Yes, Ram.
That cry. Go and find out if it was the voice of Ram. Neither my life breath nor my heart is functioning properly. You must rescue your brother. Why do you not rush to his rescue?
Your husband, O princess, cannot be conquered by demons, demigods, or ogres. Of this there is no doubt. Therefore, let your heart be at ease and your agony be shed. That was not the voice of Ram, but a trick of that demon. When Rama has killed the deer, he will return. You have been placed in my charge, and I shall not leave you alone.
You are an enemy of your brother in the guise of a friend. I think that you have tried to get me alone so that you could enjoy me. But without Ram, I shall drown myself or enter the blazing fire. But I shall never love any man other than Ram.
Sita, your words penetrate my ears like a hot steel arrow. Such is the nature of women. Shame on you. I shall never forsake my brother Ram.
Then go or I will kill myself.
All right, I'll go. But you must stay in the protection of this magic circle.
Oh, lady, possessing the splendor of silver and gold and lotuses in the guise of eyes? Are you the goddess of fortune or a celestial nymph? Charming lady of sweet smiles and lovely eyes, you steal away my heart as a river washes away its banks with its current.
Dear Brahman, please be seated. I will bring you some food and drink. You must be very hungry.
Hungry indeed. Who are you, good lady?
I am the daughter of Janak, king of Mithila, and the consort of Sri Ramachandra.
A king's daughter living in the forest?
Yes. My husband, Sri Ramachandra, on the very day he was to be crowned the king of Ayodhya, was banished to this forest by his stepmother, Kaikeyi.
Oh.
But tell me, dear Brahman, why are you wandering in the forest alone? Who are you?
I
am the celebrated ruler of hordes of demons, Ravana by name, by whom all people and demigods have been struck with terror. Charming Sita, having seen you, I no longer find delight in my own wives. You shall now become the foremost queen among all the excellent women stolen by me.
Coveting the consort of Sri Ram is like trying to grasp the light of the sun, or crossing the sea with a slab of stone tied to your neck. So long as Ram holds a bow and arrow in his hands, I shall not be had by the likes of you.
I said you shall come with me.
Ram!
Sita! Sita!
Sita! Oh, my lovely one, where are you?
Lakshmi, she's gone. How could you have left her unprotected?
I didn't want to. But she heard your cry for help. She begged me to go to your aid.
That was not my voice, but the voice of Maricha, the magician. You know I can take care of myself.
But then she said the most. She accused me.
Oh, now she is lost.
Ram, do not despair. She must be close by. I'll find her. I'll search everywhere.
Sita, where are you? Sita, if you are hiding behind a tree to tease me, then I beg of you, no more joking. Perhaps you went to the bank of the river to gather flowers. Oh, but you would never do that without me. Oh, wind, nothing is unknown to you. Tell me, I beg of you, where is Sita?
Look at these footprints. They're the evidence of a great struggle.
These are Sita's, and these others are those of some huge monster. My worst fears are undoubtedly true. I am usually gentle and merciful and known to desire the welfare of all, but these mild qualities shall be overshadowed today by an anger which knows no bounds. For Sita's sake I shall rid the world of all wicked demons. Let the gods and heavens witness the power of these arrows. If I do not recover Sita this day unharmed and in all her natural beauty, I will destroy the universe.
Beautiful woman, you are concealing your bodily beauty from me, as though you were afraid of me. I long for you, O timid one. It is proper conduct for we demons to approach the wives of others. Do not be swayed by grief.
Withdraw your mind from me, and be satisfied with your own consorts. You do not deserve me any more than a sinner deserves perfection. Being the virtuous wife of Ram, I cannot be your lawful consort.
If you do not share my bed, in 1 month's time, my cooks will prepare you for my morning meal. Oppressors, force this woman to submit to my will.
Ah.
sight of this woman a great longing has sprung up in my heart, that I should feast on her liver and spleen, her breast and her butt. Let us hack her into pieces and divide them amongst ourselves. Let us bring wine to enjoy this human flesh.
Oh, Rom, separated from my valiant and righteous lord, carried off from my forest home by the king of the demons, tormented by his hideous servants, subjected to their insults and cruel threats, I can't bear to live anymore. I'm afraid Rom doesn't know where I am. If he knew I was here, he would immediately kill this villain and all his followers. Oh, Rom, like a ship in a storm, I am sinking. Oh, my husband, my very life, my Rom, whose face shines like the full moon. How is it possible you are not aware of my danger? I have nothing left to live for. I can't go on. I just want to die.
Raghupati Raghav Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram.
Who are you?
My name is Hanuman, son of the wind god Vayu. I am a messenger from your husband, Ram. Here is his ring.
How fares my beloved lord?
Ram and Lakshman are both very well, my lady.
Why does he not come to rescue me?
Not knowing your whereabouts, Ram does not come to you. But know for certain, my lady, that he spares no pains to rescue you.
But you must tell Ram that I have only 1 month to live, after which Ravana will kill me.
Yes, my lady, I will too.
Where's that monkey in here? Get him! Over there! Grab him, quickly!
I must leave at once, my lady. Ram will return to rescue you.
Farewell.
Grab that monkey! Grab him!
My lord, I have found Sita.
Oh, Hanuman, where is she? And how is she? What are her feelings toward me? Tell me everything.
Ravana is holding her captive on the remote island of Lanka, across the sea. In spite of being tortured by hideous creatures, she always thinks of you with devoted love. But because she has continually refused Ravana's advances, he has condemned her to only 1 month to live.
Hanuman, you are the best of all servants. I am forever in your debt.
1 month?
We haven't much time.
My lord, Ravana is anxious for combat. Not only is he very powerful, but he is surrounded by millions of troops.
Lanka will be difficult to attack, Ram.
Not so. I have already torn down the walls and set the city on fire.
Jai, Hanuman!
There's only one problem, my lord. We have to find some means of crossing the ocean to get to Lanka.
Oh, domain of Varuna, you will grant me a passage or be slain by me.
Bring rocks and trees. We will build a bridge across the sea. And this very day we shall attack and vanquish the city of Ravana.
Monkey warriors, prepare for battle!
Thank you.
Ramachandra, at last we meet. But where is your darling little Sita now? In the house of a better man.
Oh, Ravana, you are most abominable of the cannibals. Indeed, you are none different from their stool. You resemble a dog, for a dog steals food in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnapped my wife, Sita. Therefore, as all sinful men are punished by Yamaraj, I shall also punish you. Your wife, Lord Ram, there is no sin in her. She has not shown herself to be unworthy of you. Although she was kidnapped, carried off against her will by the arrogant Ravana, he could not dishonor her. The thought of you was always in her heart, and your name was always on her lips. She is pure and without fault. Do not reject Sita.
Noble lady, victory is ours. You have been freed, and your captors have been killed. Oh, virtuous lady, you could never belong to any other than myself, for you are to me what the light is to the sun. I could no more renounce you than my honor or my name. I love you more than I can express. I take you back with all my heart.
To Ayodhya!